Right now, it's uncertain whether TikTok will even exist in a few months, and a lot of people hate this, seeing the US government acting yet again just like a nanny state, as nobody in their right mind wants more government regulation on what people do with their own lives. And of course, censorship shouldn't ever be tolerated by a government, but at the same time, it's really not hard to see why TikTok might be poisoning society completely. Just by looking at some of the recent TikTok trends, and you'll see just how toxic this app can really be, which is why in this video, we'll be going over some of the worst TikTok trends ever seen on the app, to really assess whether TikTok is just like any other social media site, or if it really is a weapon of the CCP to slowly destroy the minds of Generation Z. And if it wasn't already shady enough that ByteDance never sold TikTok, presumably under pressure from the Chinese government, the ban on TikTok might start to make more sense once you look at these disturbing trends, beginning with the Skullbreaker challenge. The Skullbreaker trend raised a few eyebrows at how sinister those who take part in it can be. It involves two participants pretending to teach the third person a type of dance. The two outside TikTokers trip the middle one in mid-jump, causing them to fall back hard enough to break their skull in the fall, hence the name the Skullbreaker trend. The majority of the time, the middleman is unaware of what's about to happen. Once the trend took off, it seemed TikTokers didn't care about what damage they could cause to their friends. Doctors reported an increase in neck and back damage due to the trend, and doctors have since shown the possible repercussions of this stuff, which most of the time leads to bleeding in the brain.
If you hit head first, you can have a skull fracture, a hematoma on the outside of the skull, or even bleeding within the brain.
I couldn't feel my hands, I couldn't feel my legs, my feet, nothing.
These warnings were put out in hopes that it would stop kids from following the trend, as in one instance, a kid was rushed to the hospital because he was unresponsive after falling victim to the Skullbreaker. He suffered a concussion which led to a seizure. The parents quickly laid assault charges against the two kids who did this to their son, and who can really blame them? It's a malicious act aimed at breaking another person's skull. When kids at the school were questioned, one who had done the challenge said it was incredibly painful both physically and mentally. One kid explained that TikTokers do it because they are led to believe they will get famous on TikTok, and anything is worth it for the clout.
Because TikTok is like a trending app, so I think this will be an opportunity to get them famous.
Those 5 seconds of short fame is enough of a reward to break someone's skull. The plain truth is that this is an assault in disguise of a prank. Now, TikTok quickly began removing this trend, as it was against their policy. However, this particular trend was one of many that caused tremendous harm. And of course, while schools would ban the trend, there's not really much they can do here. And not only does the act of being tripped betray their trust around their fellow students and friends, and all the physical and mental damage this does, but to add insult to injury, this humiliating moment is then viewed by millions to laugh at. But nothing is as stupid as the recent TikTok trend known as the Fire Challenge. The Fire Challenge is a self-inflicted challenge by setting yourself on fire and quickly putting yourself out. Most of these challenges were done using flammable liquids in small quantities, just as rubbing alcohol, nail polish remover, and hand sanitizer being the most common liquids used. The trend is done near a shower or a source of water in the hope that it's easy to manage putting out the flames. Now, most rational people would never dream of doing this themselves, but if your prefrontal lobe hasn't fully grown, and you're just an adolescent teenager doing whatever it takes to get a quick burst of fame, this might actually seem like a good idea, especially when you see other people on TikTok gaining millions of views doing this. Other than the clout this gives you, it serves no other purpose other than supposed bravery, but the after effects could potentially reframe your entire life and devastate your loved ones around you. But the thing is, most people don't actually know what it's like to really be on fire, especially teenagers who can't really comprehend the repercussions of this, even just for a few seconds. Depending on the flammable liquid used, the intensity of the burn can do so much damage. Once skin is burnt, germs get caught into the bloodstream, increasing the risk of massive infections. And to repair the skin, you need painful skin growth, which means taking healthy skin from another part of your body to grow over the burnt dead skin. It's an incredibly painful, lengthy, expensive recovery period, and leaves you with scars for life. You can inhale the gas, which can damage or even destroy your lung tissue as well. And anyone who has actually done this challenge can testify that it's really not worth it for all the fame in the world. But of course, most adults would know this. However, little kids really don't. And when they see these videos on TikTok, it gives them a horrible motivation to actually pursue this stuff. Like when the 12-year-old girl, Maya Landers, suffered second and third degree burns all over her body after doing the fire challenge. She spent over 2 months in a sterile room in the burns unit recovery. Her message is truly heartbreaking. She warns against doing the challenge and says she's grateful to be alive. Her mother is completely traumatized after seeing her 12-year-old daughter running past her room in flames. Her once healthy daughter now had to shave all of her hair off and will have scars for the rest of her life, all because TikTok viewers developed an insane new trend, all just for clout and to be recognized. And because it went so viral on TikTok, most of this young audience was too young to even think of the repercussions and just solely focused on the promise of fame. This stuff became especially big news around 2020 during the lockdowns, as it coincided with things like the Benadryl challenge. Now, Benadryl is a drug primarily used for allergy relief, with recommended dosages of 1-2 pills every 4-6 hours. It's a non-prescription drug, meaning it's easily accessible and, like many similar drugs, has a large potential for misuse. While the FDA believes that it has some limited abuse potential in the United States, if the internet shows anything, they're completely wrong. Or maybe people are just idiots. There's been a bunch of people showing why people want to take this drug, particularly due to its effectiveness in causing vivid hallucinations indistinguishable from reality. Hence, the TikTok Benadryl challenge. It all started with users recording and sharing their experiences with this drug. And with these crazy hallucination stories, it makes people who are bored with their life want to see what's actually going on here. What's in this drug realm? And as more and more users took part in this challenge, increasingly more and more people wanted to discover these hallucinations themselves. And with the views that came from discussing these stories, people began taking dangerously high doses, all to have more and more extreme hallucination stories that they could tell their audience about, which of course meant something was bound to go wrong. And unfortunately, in May 2020, a children's hospital based in Fort Worth released a statement that 3 teens had been admitted due to the trend. The mother of one of the teens recalled the moment she found out her daughter took 14 Benadryl pills in the middle of the night on Memorial Day. Quote, "I got a call from mum and she was telling me I need to wake up. I didn't know what was happening, it was scary. She was having vivid hallucinations, and her resting heart rate was 199. And while Rebecca made it through the night, the same couldn't be said for a 15-year-old from Oklahoma who took part in the challenge just a few months later. While the FDA did address this issue eventually, releasing a memo about how the reckless trend can lead to serious heart problems, seizures, coma, or even death, this trend somehow continued into 2023. In April 2023, a 13-year-old boy from Columbus, Ohio took 14 pills as the challenge revived itself and more people started talking about their experiences once again. But sadly, because he was so young, consuming such a high dose, it tragically took his life. But the issue with TikTok is that it's so disconnected from real reality. It doesn't matter what happened to whoever last week, a new trend has arrived and that's what everybody turns their attention to. So your 15 minutes of fame are always so fickle, meaning you have to do whatever it takes to stay relevant. But perhaps even more horrifying was the hot water challenge. The challenge is to drink boiling hot water through a straw, or you can pour hot water on someone else, or even yourself. Like the fire challenge, the after effect could be life-altering. At least one poor little girl lost her life by attempting to drink boiling hot water through a straw. She was dipped by her cousin to do the challenge, and was immediately rushed to the hospital with second-degree burns in her throat. They had to do surgery on her windpipe to clear the scar tissue, completely losing her ability to speak. And after battling with more complications, 5 months later, she succumbed to her injuries and lost her life. And what makes this challenge even worse is that unlike the fire challenge, people on TikTok were actually promoting you to do this to other people. Like when Kylan Clark was asleep and his friends dumped hot water on him, all just for a TikTok video. You see, they'd seen the challenge on TikTok, and one of Kylan's friends decided to prank him, thinking it'd be funny and they'd get more views because of it. And when Kylan looked down on himself, he saw his literal skin was falling off his chest. After checking himself in the mirror, he saw more skin falling off his own face. The 15-year-old was then rushed to the hospital with second-degree burns on his face, back, and chest. But luckily, after a week of treatment, he was able to survive and released from the hospital.
Doing a viral dance challenge after being burned during another viral social media challenge.
We didn't know it was going to turn out like this. Like, usually somebody just wakes up and they're like, eye burns, but they're okay.
There's also much more mainstream trends that are still equally as horrifying, like the One Chip Challenge. Now, on the surface, the One Chip Challenge doesn't sound that bad. This challenge was to buy the most spicy chip called the Pocky.
Beginning in 2016, Amplify Snack Brands promoted the One Chip Challenge for their brand Pocky.
Unlike the others, at the start, this was just a great way to boost sales on the food, and so the company behind it decided to make a challenge out of it. If they could make a challenge out of it and it spread virally on TikTok, they'd get more views for their product and thus more profits. But little did they know what would happen next. You see, this tortilla chip came at a much higher price. Participants even wore gloves to handle the burnt colored chip because it was made with Naga Viper peppers and the Carolina pepper, the hottest pepper according to the Guinness Book of World Records. This chip was not meant to be taken lightly. The trend was only intended for adults, and the packaging warned against giving it to children or taking it if you had any health issues.
On the back of the package, a warning label says keep out of reach of children.
But the problem was that it was in sale in stores and kids could still buy it, and mostly kids watch TikTok. Even with the packaging's clear warnings on the back and the TikTok trend being designed for adults, little did they realize that their audience wasn't adults. Adults don't do TikTok trends, and kids being kids, they would take up this challenge. Like one 14-year-old boy who took up the challenge and sadly died a few hours afterwards.
In 2023, Harris Woolabaugh, a Massachusetts 14-year-old, took part in the challenge. After eating the chip, he experienced intense stomach pains and died a few hours later.
His autopsy revealed that he suffered a cardio arrest from a high dose of capsaicin within the lethal chip. This would immediately end the challenge, so the company would cease all sales and remove their products from all stores, completely trying to forget that this trend ever existed in the first place. Now, so far, most of what we've seen on TikTok is mostly physical challenges, but this next one is especially horrifying because of the disrespect it carries. Everybody with a soul knows that dancing on someone's grave is completely disrespectful and evil. And because of that, if you do actually dance on someone's grave, it's so horrifying that people can't help but click and watch. And it didn't take long for this to become a trend on TikTok, where you literally go to a graveyard and just dance on people's graves. Some kids even did dance routines while others just danced however they felt like. No matter what, it was incredibly poor taste, and a true warning sign about the dangers of TikTok, making you realize just how far people will go for clout and any source of fame, even if it's only for 5 seconds and people hate you, just to feel like you're getting attention and people notice you, to stand out from the rest, without doing any real hard work or having any real talent. As TikTok isn't designed for these things, it's simply designed for the most shocking things possible so that you can't help but keep watching. Whether it be sleeping with 1,000 people in a day, or dancing on people's graves, getting the reaction is all that matters to these people. But in the same breath, it kind of needs some serious addressing here. Someone even commented on one of these videos, imagine being at a funeral mourning the loss of a loved one, and then out of nowhere, a teenager starts doing the orange justice. Even worse was that one clip included what seemed to be a mother and her kids, or an adult with kids under her care, dancing on top of a headstone in some sad little pecking dance, while the kids follow her lead on the graves nearby. It's a truly dystopian, nightmarish picture of humanity. And when you watch that, it makes you just want to completely destroy TikTok forever. One of the most disturbing trends, in the sense of us being in a complete clown world, was the ice cream licking challenge. Now, as we saw earlier, TikTok challenges can be devastating for companies, as they have to pull off all their products. But with this challenge, the companies had no idea what was really going on, and it's completely disgusting. The challenge originally started when this lady entered a store, taking a tub of ice cream out of the fridge, opening it up, and licking the top layer. Proudly doing this, taking back power from capitalism. She then put the lid back on and put it back in the refrigerator. And because of her stand, this unfortunately became a new trend on TikTok, with many doing the same, many being adults. Imagine some people actually buying this ice cream after it's been licked with. After this, companies had to dump all of their product because no one knew which tubs had actually been tampered with. And if it's going to attack capitalism, I guess it kind of works, but really just at the cost of the consumer. Bluebell was hit the worst, as more and more people kept this trend going by posting themselves licking the Bluebell ice cream and putting it back on the shelves.
Lick it, oh, you foul, put it back, oh, you...
Bluebell literally had to ask the police to get involved, as it was actual food tampering. Eventually, and satisfyingly, the police did find the original culprits because, surprise surprise, they posted themselves on TikTok. The case against them was then handed over to a juvenile court because the lady was only a minor. But others who followed suit could land themselves a $10,000 fine or 2 to 20 years of prison time.
It's a trending challenge on the social media app TikTok called Devious Licks. A lick is slang for stealing something and getting away with it.
The Devious Lick trend is not exactly what it sounds like. It's a challenge in which you either steal something or vandalize something and then post your act on what you stole on TikTok. And yes, it's as stupid as it sounds. Something that was only aided in California, where no criminal charges would be pressed on shoplifters stealing things less than $900. Mixed in with this TikTok trend, and it ended up as you'd expect. And soon, as teenagers started seeing these trends online, they wouldn't just steal from shops, but also from schools. Just random things like soap dispensers, urinals, and fire extinguishers were stolen in schools. People across America were telling all these stories of their classrooms, bathrooms, and school halls being vandalized, with posters being torn down and chairs and tables broken.
Kids are running home telling their parents about what the Devious Lick is doing to their campus, which also includes restroom availability issues.
Taina Maya with Killeen ISD says at last count, 123 soap dispensers have been taken off wall mounts at campuses across the district. And that's not all kids are doing.
Even destroying or trying and attempting to destroy bathroom stall doors.
One student said their school decided to close their bathrooms and would only allow one bathroom for each gender to be open so it could be monitored. Participating in the trend still required that you had to post what you stole, and so it became very easy to actually find out who these people were. It didn't take long for TikTok to completely ban this trend and remove all content related to it, instead redirecting any searches for this trend to their guidelines instead. But the problems with trends like this, especially with those laws like mentioned in California, is that there doesn't seem to be any real punishment for any of this stuff. In fact, it's pretty much only reward as you get more fame and attention for doing so, all with very little repercussions. Now there's just an endless list of these sorts of trends on TikTok, making it clear the lengths people will go to just for fame. But the TikTok ban isn't just about these trends. The real question is whether a foreign adversary changing its algorithms to specifically target the youth in America is a good thing to continue to foster in your own country. People have already clearly seen by now how different the Chinese version of TikTok is to the US's, and how the algorithms in China are there to try to help the population, whereas the ones in the US seem to degrade the population.
Well, you know the difference between the way our TikTok works and the Chinese version of it works?
Well, I know they don't let them on it very much, if at all.
They don't let them on it after 10 p.m., and they highlight science innovation, martial arts, athletic achievements. They highlight all these very positive things. That's what their algorithm promotes. Promotes all these very positive things. Suppresses all the other stuff, even deletes it and gets rid of it. They don't want any social contagions entering into their children. But on our side, it encourages that. It encourages the wackiest behavior. If you're a guy with a mustache and red nails and you're saying, I'm going to take all your kids, that guy is going to get massive traction on TikTok. He's going to be everywhere. Your kids are all going to be trans and there's nothing you can do about it. Bah! The outrage, that's a 30 million view video. And then they monetize that. And then other people recognize that that's a successful pattern, just like those dorks that sit in the fake jet seats. Then they start doing it too. Then they start like, whatever I got to do to get the kind of attention that this person's getting. Okay, wear nails, wear a wig, wear this. There's probably fake trans influencers. There's people saying outrageous things specifically just to attract the algorithm.
By this point in 2025, TikTok has become so ingrained in society that it seems like the genie is now already out of the bottle. In America alone, 170 million citizens use TikTok. And yet the platform running it, ByteDance, is a seriously questionable company that we've spoken about many times on this channel before. So it's not really much of a surprise that the US government is now in unison to ban TikTok completely. And having seen the power of these trends alone in causing harm, what could China do if it really intended to damage society in the US directly? It's for these reasons the Supreme Court has unanimously ruled in favor of a TikTok ban, citing national security concerns. And yet ByteDance never chose to sell TikTok. The ultimatum was either to ban TikTok completely, or ByteDance would have to sell TikTok. And yet the company chose never to sell TikTok, even though they'd make billions from doing so, maybe because of the CCP's interests, but who knows. However, the real question is whether this ban will actually happen or not. Trump has put a temporary halt on the ban, even though originally he was the one who wanted to ban it in the first place. So it is really uncertain whether this ban will actually take place or not. Though one thing is for sure, that chasing clout through these dumb and disturbing trends has to stop no matter what.